Okay. Well, now, oh, there we go. House lights are coming up. I can actually see there are people out there. I'm a little bit jumpy about the whole lighting situation right now because many of you don't know that our power went out this morning at about, I think it was like 8:15 or 8:30. And so we actually didn't have a 9 o'clock service. We just didn't. There was no power and we had no lights in here. But there was something really cool that happened. We feel like God showed up, and just to let you know, we've kind of called a little bit of an audible. They kind of asked me, hey, could you just wing something this morning? And I'm not a very good winger, so if my armpits start to look like I'm getting nervous, it's because I'm getting nervous. But we really did see God show up in a couple of unique ways because there wasn't a service. We couldn't have anybody in here because without power, we don't have a fire suppression system. It wouldn't be safe. And we all just were out there in the lobby and out on the front of the church, and we were all just spending time together. And I can't tell you the number of people that came up to me and said, Bob, that was the best sermon you ever preached. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that didn't hurt my feelings at all. Definitely the shortest sermon that I ever preached. But the thing is that we got to take some time to connect with each other. And it was just so meaningful. One of the ushers, as I walked outside to just kind of assess what was going on, he just looked at me and he's like, this was so cool. He said, I met two people that I didn't know, and I'm so excited to get to know them more. It was life-changing for him. And I was just in the very, very back over there. There was a couple of gals over there. One gal was named Patty, and we just sat and visited. And when we were done visiting, we didn't even talk about anything. We were talking about football and Cat Grizz next weekend, by the way, for all the marbles. We were talking about nothing. But we also started to talk about what's happening in our hearts and things that matter. And when we were done, she looked at me and she just said, you know, you're amazing. And just to have someone just look you in the eye and affirm you and encourage you just lifted my spirits. And someone came in a little bit later and I was sitting there, and this was before I even knew what was happening out in the lobby. And they said, Bob, your dream is happening. I'm like, really? My dream is happening? And she's like, yeah, we're being the church. We're connecting our hearts with one another. All we were doing was just hanging out and talking and being there for one another. And it was no small thing that friend of mine said, this is your dream, because I know that that's what needs to happen for us to become the church that Jesus wants us to be. We can't just be people that file in here on the weekends, listen to a sermon, listen to music, and file back out, and we never connect our hearts and our lives. And so when they began to ask me, like, would wing something for today, I just began to think if there was just one thing that I could bring to the people that I love, to my church, it would be that sense of connection. Could we just take some time to be connected to one another? And part of the driving force behind this, I just want to let you know that our plan, that this was going to be the very first sermon in a sermon series that we're launching. It wasn't one that we could just put off the very opposite of that. We needed to put that off until next week, because the very first sermon, and I got up at 4 o'clock this morning and I was so excited to deliver it. But we got to put that off until next week, because that's the sermon that kind of lays the groundwork for this series that we're going to do up until Christmas time. But as I was just in my office and I had just a handful of minutes praying and just said, Lord, if I could just share one piece of scripture with the people that I love, what would it be? And this is the scripture that came to my mind. It comes from Hebrews chapter 10. And you're gonna have to see me with readers on. I'm gonna look a little bit like Santa Claus because I didn't have time to print out an 18-point font. In case you're wondering, my notes up here are 18-point font because I can actually keep the notes far enough away and be able to read them. But I wanna read to you. Do I look like Santa Claus? I know I do. This was like the hardest thing about that whole Zoom era and COVID, was having to look at myself in the mirror and just think, man, I just look so old. Look like Santa Claus. But this is what the writer of Hebrews says in chapter 10, starting verse 24. It says, and let us, that's us, it's you and me. Let us consider, let's start to think about, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. When we gather together, what Jesus would want for us is that we would actually consider, think about, give thought to, how do we spur one another on to love and good deeds? And then it says, let us, again, that's us and all of us online, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Let us consider and think about what can we do to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, and to think about what does it look like for us to encourage one another. That's what it means, friends, for us to be a spiritual family. That's why we're here on a weekend. And sometimes I'm afraid that we don't give you the actual opportunity to do it. But here's what I know is true. Someone famous once said that behind every face is a drama. Every person in this room right now, there are things that are happening behind the curtains of their life that nobody knows about, things that they're carrying that nobody knows. Friends, for us to be the spiritual family that God wants us to be, we've got to learn how do we start to peek behind the curtain with one another, so that we can actually live out this command of Scripture, that we would actually know how to spur one another on toward love and good deeds, and to encourage one another all the more as you see the day approaching. And now when the Scripture talks about the day, it's talking about the day that Jesus comes back. Friends, I don't know when Jesus is gonna come back, but I know that it's sooner than it was last week. And I'll just tell you, when you just look at all the things that are happening in our world, it wouldn't surprise me if it's much sooner than any of us think. And that's why this writer is saying, as we move toward that, one of our primary things that we need to do is to think about, how do we spur one another on? We need to encourage one another. Here's what I want you to think about. I want you to think about every person that is in this room right now is sitting there with a sign on their chest that says, encourage me. Please encourage me. We all need it. I need it. You need it. We all need it, because we don't know what is happening in one another's lives. And so here's what we're gonna do today. We're gonna give you the same beautiful opportunity that our 9 o'clock folks had that came here. Didn't have an opportunity to sing like you did, but they had the chance to engage with one another. And it was just so interesting that person after person, just that one interaction was life-changing for them, was impactful to them. So here's what we're gonna do. The band is gonna come out again here shortly and play what would normally be our closing song, but it's not our closing song because we're not done yet. I want us to take the opportunity to encourage one another, to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Here's what I'm gonna ask you to do. Maybe you're here with a group of people. And if you're here with a group of people, I just want you to turn together in your group of people. And I want you to, because you might know each other, you probably don't have to learn one another's names. But here's what I want you to ask one another. I want you to just ask two very simple questions that can take your life beneath the surface a little bit. One question: what are you thankful for? What is one thing in your life right now that you are thankful for? Everything could be going, it can feel like everything is going in the wrong direction, but there's always something that we can look to and be thankful for. We need to learn how to be people of gratitude with one another. And then a second question that is a little bit more vulnerable, and I get that. This is okay. We can be vulnerable. We can learn to be vulnerable with one another. But the second question is this: where do you need God's help? Where do you need the power and the presence and the perspective of God to break into your life? Where do you need that? What's one thing that you're thankful to God for? And what is one thing, one place where you need God's help. And here's what I want to ask you to do. And you don't have to do this, but if you feel bold, whatever it is that that person shares, that they were the place in their life where they need God's help, if you feel bold enough, would you just pray for them right there? And maybe you just say, you know, I praying out loud and with people, and maybe even someone that I don't know, that's not my jam. That's totally fine. Commit to pray for them afterward. But if you are so bold, could we just lay our hand on their shoulder and pray for them and begin to ask the power and the presence of God to break through in their life where they need God's breakthrough? And this is what I know is true, friends. I need it. I need it desperately. I need people to know the things that are going on in my heart. When I think about this last week and just the things I'm trafficking in with people that I love and care about and the weight that they're carrying, we can't carry those things alone. And so often, so many times we carry it alone. We can't do it any longer. Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds even more, all the more as we see the day approaching. We're going to break now and we're going to come and sing that last song, and then I'm going to come back out and I'm going to remind you one last time and give you that opportunity. And here's my ask of you, that I know that it would be so easy to just say, you know, this is an introvert's nightmare. I am getting out of here right now. It's like, in fact, if Bob closes his eyes to pray, I'm out the doors. I know that that is a temptation. It would be a temptation for me as well. But let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. Don't leave. Take an opportunity. And if you're not with a group of people that you came with, just turn around and look and introduce yourself to someone. Learn their name. Maybe ask them, how long have you been around Journey? Learn a couple things about them. But then there's two questions I want you to ask. What are you thankful for? Where have you seen God showing up in your life? And secondly, where do you need God's help? Where do you need him to show up for you? Let's pray. Jesus, this whole day so far has been unexpected to me, but it wasn't unexpected to you. And Lord, I know that you love and have a plan for every person that's in this room right now. There's something that you want to do in their life and through their life, and you want to use us in each other's lives. I'm going to trust you with that. Lord, I just pray that you would overcome just my fears of trying to do something different and wondering what people are going to think, or people are going to be disappointed, or people wish they hadn't come. Lord, I just pray that you would work in me whatever you need to work in me, but I'd also pray, God, that you would work in the hearts of people, that you would just humble us and give us an opportunity to trust your spirit that lives in the hearts and the lives of everyone that follows you, Jesus, that spirit would unite our hearts together in this unique time that we have on this day to love and to follow you. Jesus, would you help us to consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds, that we would learn how to encourage one another all the more as we see the day approaching. Jesus, in your name we pray. And all God's people said, amen.